This podcast is for entertainment purposes only and does not replace your own financial, tax, legal, or financial product advice.
We had someone comment in the Facebook group just recently, and I'm not taking it as a criticism. I'm taking it as a talking point, and it stirred up a lot of comments in the group, and you know, people had some fun with it, but I wanted to just dig in and actually talk about it. The comment was, "Recently, I enjoyed listening to a podcast while searching for suitable content to direct my 19-year-old son to buy his first home. Then a statement was made that really shocked me. It's unrealistic for anyone under 30 to buy their own home." And then there was the surprised emoticon. Ah, what message are you putting out there? Such a broad negative message for impressionable first home buyers. Please be careful, as a statement such as this could prevent someone without additional guidance to pursue a venture that they are more than capable of to start their investment journey. As the mum of a hardworking apprentice who saved a deposit and will buy his first home without any financial help or guarantor from anyone else. Now, I was actually, I was shocked because, number one, if there's somebody who wants to be negative about people investing and buying properties or investment assets, it's not me. So I was like, what? I just couldn't understand. But upon doing some reflecting, there was an episode I did a couple of years ago with a young lady who was under 30. I think she was late 20s. She had saved $90,000. She had lived at home. She had bought her car with cash. And to her, it's not unrealistic because for a long period of time, she sacrificed. She lived at home, paid cheap rent. She didn't get a car loan. She cooked her food at home and didn't spend a lot of money. So my question is, and as a talking point, is it unrealistic to buy a home when you're under 30? Now, I categorically think it is unrealistic if you're under 30, particularly over 25 and closer to 30, if you don't have a money system in place. So if your money's going everywhere, if you're paying more than 30% of rent, of your net take home in rent, as anything above that is just slaughtering your own money. If you've got a car loan or any other type of debt, it is unrealistic for you to buy a home. And particularly if you are looking within that 15 kilometers of a capital city. Does unrealistic mean impossible? Absolutely not. There are stories of so many people, hundreds of people who have purchased their own home when they have been under 30. I was one of them. But I had a plan. I was intentional. It was a goal. So I really want to take these comments as, is it unrealistic? It is. If you waste your money on other crap, not home deposit savings. And to be honest, there is so many good things available to us now to save for your first home that weren't available back when I was buying my first home, like the First Home Super Saver Scheme, where you can ultimately flush your money through super, you can save up to $5,000 in tax. And I'll put a link in the show notes below about the episode I did about this scheme. There's micro investing apps, so we can actually put our money to work without getting 1% of investment return. So is it unrealistic? Well, yes and no. I hope that you hear this and you might be, you know, in your early 20s and you have some savings and you're not in any debt. Stay out of debt. If you've got a goal to buy your first home, buy it. You can do it. You might not be able to buy a home, you know, in the middle of Melbourne or Sydney, but you can be an investor when you're under 30. Absolutely. So I'll throw out the notion that my comments, and I'll stand by the comments, and we'll put a link in the show notes as well to the episode so you can have a listen to yourself. I think context is key. I need to stand by any words I say, like any of us, because, you know, we say these words. Am I right all the time? No. Am I wrong a lot of the time? Probably. But I think in this instance, it is unrealistic to buy your first home under 30 if you're starting late to the party, if you're piled up in debt, if you don't have a plan in place. Absolutely. Azaria, the host of Gen Z Money, she's actually doing a mini series on property at the moment. So if you are under that 22, 23, or, you know, even 19, that's probably a really good start, because you can actually get the foundations of, you know, your mindset, and, you know, you're starting your working life, you can get those foundations and mindset nailed. So have a listen to that podcast. For anyone else, I mean, and it's just we don't get a free ticket on maths or numbers. You know, if you don't have a parental guarantor, if you don't have a good income, if you're single, it's going to be a lot harder than still living at home rent-free. And this is the hard thing about when we do these podcasts, because the My Millennial Money community has so many people within the community, it's really hard to please everybody. But I can categorically say, if there's somebody in your corner who will encourage you to achieve your goal at any age, it will be me. And I'm not even saying this as a defensive, because I really encourage any feedback and any comments, because I don't know everything. And it's just so good to have different perspectives from the community when we talk about money. So I would totally welcome any comments in the Facebook group that can get us thinking as some thought-provoking discussions. And if you're anything like me, when I left my job to start my own first business, I said to my boss, I'm going to start a business. He said, you'll never do it. And that to me made me more inclined to go and do it and prove him wrong. And I did. So if you are under 30 and you're in debt and you don't have a plan in place, it is unrealistic. Particularly if you are 26, 27 years old and you don't have a deposit. It's unrealistic, but not impossible. Prove me wrong. Get out there. Buy a bloody house. If you don't want to buy a house, you don't have to either. Azaria in the Gen Z Money podcast, she did an episode about her and how she has no intention to buy a house. She just is happy to invest. She invests heavily into shares, and it's a great thing. But whatever your goal is, be intentional, be onto it, and don't let anyone tell you otherwise. Whether it's someone in the Facebook group saying you're wrong, whether it's me on the podcast saying it's unrealistic, which in some situations it is, please, I'll stand by that word. But if you're 19 years old and you've got good savings and you've got good habits, you'll buy a bloody house. You might not be buying a house in the middle of Sydney or Melbourne for 800 grand, but there are plenty of other properties in good capital cities around Australia that within the coming years, you can absolutely buy a house before you're 30 years old. I'd love to finish this discussion in the Facebook group or in the comments below. Oh, I've had enough. I love you guys, and thank you so much for making the My Millennial Money community so fun. I'll see you guys soon. Bye.
We acknowledge the Darkin Young people, traditional custodians of the land on which our studio sits, and pay respect to their elders, past and present. We extend that respect to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples who may listen to our podcast. This podcast is for education and entertainment purposes. Any advice is general financial advice only, which does not take into account your objectives, financial situation, or needs. Because of that, you should consider if the advice is appropriate to you and your needs before acting on the information. If you do choose to buy a financial product, read the product disclosure statement and obtain appropriate financial advice tailored to your needs. Symo Interactive Proprietary Limited, the publisher of the podcast, is an authorised representative of Money Sherpa Proprietary Limited, which holds financial services license 451289.